At First Avenue School in Newark's North Ward, about 100 city residents gathered to hear Mayor Raz Baraka's latest updates on regaining local control of schools. They had their own concerns.
Good evening. I just want to talk about transitioning back to local control, transitioning back to a superintendent that we select as a community, transitioning back to, you know, children going to their local schools.
When can we have a discussion about local elected school board members?
What role will the elections that will take place in the interim from today until we achieve state control, what role will they play?
We gotta have those discussions, and we have to have them honestly. We have to have them openly and transparent, in a transparent way. And we have to build the capacity to be able to run this school district.
Local control is an important discussion for Mayor Baraka. It's been a priority of his administration since day one.
It's self-determination and democracy, right? So at the end of the day, we have a right to determine our own destiny, but because we're citizens of the United States, we think that democracy should benefit all of us, right? So we pay taxes, and the state is obligated to help us, just like they help everybody else in the state. But just because they're helping us doesn't mean they have to be in control.
A lot has changed from the days when students and teachers were flooding the streets in downtown Newark, protesting former state-appointed public school superintendent Cammie Anderson and her controversial One Newark plan.
We're saying, Cammie, no one wants your plan. At that point where the community does not want it, you have to stop it. It's utter disrespect if she continues it on.
That was a student protester in 2014. In early 2017, Baraka calls local control a foregone conclusion.
Today or yesterday, we get to talk about people in charge, but tomorrow we'll be the ones in charge. So the fingers will be pointed at us. And so it is important for us to be able to have the mindset where we are responsible for what's happening in our school system and in our city.
Under the Quality Single Accountability System, known as QSAC, the law that gives the state authority to take over a school district and also return it to local control, a city needs to achieve satisfactory performance in five areas: instruction and program, personnel, fiscal management, operations management, and governance.
The major piece that we're waiting on is governance. We believe that if the district continues going in the direction that it's going in, sometime this summer, when the state commissioner and the board comes back, they'll return governance to the city of Newark.
That's when a plan needs to be put in place.
We don't want to have this discussion 5 years from now when a state makes another decision to say, hey, maybe we need to come back and do it again. We need to make sure we're on a path that does not lead us in that direction. That may take some state legislation and some other things, but on our part, locally, here, we need to make sure that we're moving in the right direction where that does not happen to us again.
Regarding future city school board members and a replacement for current superintendent Chris Cerf, Mayor Baraka hopes to leave those decisions to residents in Newark.
I want an elected school board. That's what I want. And as a citizen, I'm going to participate in the election myself. I'm going to vote for who I want to be elected, and as a person who has a voice, I'm going to make my voice heard about who I think should be elected, who I think should be the superintendent, who I think which direction I think the city should go in. I'm going to be completely and totally involved in that process.
At the end of the current school year, a QSAC review by the state will determine whether Newark has maintained progress in the remaining areas under state control. Baraka is sure a transition of governance will take place.
I'm just happy that we're past, you know, this kind of obstacle where we are anticipating local control to come to us. I think that there's a lot of work, you know, for us to do as residents, as elected officials, as leaders, both private and public in this city, to turn the district over to a place where we think is going to be working for all of our children. I think that every single, like I said in this, I want every single building in the city where kids are supposed to be successful. Every building in this city has to support kids in their access to higher education.
Mayor Baraka expects local control will return to Newark Public Schools for the 2017-18 school year. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Eng Santos in Newark.